and welcome to the Journey to Limitless podcast, where we are going to build a solid foundation of self-worth, consistency, and wellness to start living our lives to their greatest potential. My name is Courtney. I'm a 26-year-old who is passionate about advocating for mental and physical health, stress management, adventures, and going after my dreams, no matter what gets in my way. Throughout my podcast, I will be sharing personal stories, helpful information, lessons that I've learned, and tips to inspire you on your own journey to limitless. Hello and welcome back. I'm super pumped about this episode because we're going to be talking about 2021, getting ourselves pumped for 2021, and also becoming clear about our goals for this upcoming year. But in order for us to do that, I do believe that we need to look back on 2020 and try to find something to be grateful for and proud of. And I am fully aware that this year has been really crazy for a lot of people, but I hope after this episode, we can at least try to find something to be thankful for about 2020. I broke this episode down into three parts, and therefore I picked three affirmation cards to go along with each part. The first card is I am proud. I take deep pleasure in my own achievements. The second card is I am positive. I think good thoughts and attract good things into my life. And the third card is I am resourceful. I use creative methods to construct the best possible life. So before we get into the content, I want you to think of us as friends having a glass of wine together. And over this imaginary glass of wine, I just want you to know how proud I am of you that you made it through 2020. So many people have experienced sadness and financial hardship this year. And if that has happened to you, I deeply feel for you. And I hope that you can at least find something to feel proud of yourself for and also to have gratitude for. I understand this is not easy, but I believe that in order to move forward, we have to start with a grateful heart. So the first part is the I am proud affirmation. And as I just told you, I think in order to move forward, we have to look back and think of something that we're proud of. Even if you feel like all you did was survive, be proud of yourself for that. That is definitely something to feel proud of because this year challenged people in so many ways that we didn't even imagine possible. So I'm proud of you for that, and you should feel proud of yourself for that. But to get you thinking, I have some questions for you to ask yourself. Did you challenge yourself in new ways? Did you get past a challenge that you did not think was possible? Did you come up with new ways to make money because you were forced to due to COVID? Did you realize that you need to cut contact with a toxic person? Did you start a new hobby? There are so many things, and I'm sure that there's something in there that you can look back and say, damn, 2020 was a year, but I'm proud of myself for blank. And maybe pause this episode and journal it out or really think about this. And let's start looking at it from a different lens. I know this is not easy, like I said, but just know that whatever has happened in 2020 has made you so much more resilient and ready for whatever challenges come up in 2021. You are so much stronger from whatever has happened. So for me, 2020 was a crazy year. I started the year in the hospital and I ended the year talking to you through this podcast. And there's just been so much along that way that really challenged me. And I became a stronger person in 2020, even if it was really rough in a lot of ways. I'm so grateful for where I'm at right now, and I'm so excited to move forward into 2021. So after we find something to be proud of ourselves for about 2020, we can go ahead and think ahead to 2021 with a positive attitude. So we're going back to the affirmation of I am positive. It says, I think good thoughts and attract good things into my life. I am a firm believer in the law of attraction and manifestation, and I believe that your thoughts help determine what you bring into your life. I know that we are still in the midst of a global pandemic, and it can be really difficult to think positively about even this upcoming year, even though I know that we're all really happy 2020 is over. But I think a lot of us are letting our situation right now determine how we feel about this upcoming year. So to get you thinking about this upcoming year on a more positive note, I think it could be helpful to think about your macro vision and your micro focuses. And what I mean by that is, where do you see yourself in the next few years, So that's your macro vision. And what can you do in 2021 to get yourself there? So that is your micro focus. I learned this from Keisha Fitzgerald, and I'll link her information in the show notes for you. But that seriously has changed my perspective so much about goal setting for this upcoming year. I have always been a person that made a list of all these things that I wanted to accomplish, and I never actually prioritized some of those goals over other ones. And I never really, I'm going to be very, very transparent. Up until this past year, I would say that I let myself down a lot when it came down to reflecting this time of year, because I never really accomplished. I accomplished some things. I'm not saying that I didn't. I've always been a very go-getter person, but I didn't have a huge savings account by the end of the year. That's always been on my list. And truthfully, I think it's because I didn't put the purpose behind why I wanted to get my savings account up. I just kept making that goal, but I wasn't thinking about the cabin on the coast of California or being financially secure later in life. So this year I decided that I was going to do things differently, and I wanted to think about the macro vision and the micro focus when planning out my upcoming year. So to give you an idea of your own macro vision and micro focuses, I will share with you a part of my macro vision and the micro focuses that go along with that. When I was planning ahead, I was asking myself, where do I see myself by the time that I'm 30? I'm 26 right now. And what I came up with was that most importantly, I'm healthy, I'm financially secure working for myself, I'm happy in my mind, body, and spirit, I have a tiny house somewhere on the West Coast or on wheels, and I hope that I have been able to travel to at least 30 countries. A little backstory, having a tiny house has been my dream since I was 19 or 20, and I am so ready to make that happen for myself by the time that I'm 30. But I know that that probably won't happen this year, but it doesn't mean that I can't start setting myself up for it now. So I know that if I really want to achieve all that I just planned in my macro vision, I need to start setting myself up for success in 2021, and my goals for the year need to reflect that. So if I look back at the macro vision of being happy in my mind, body, and spirit, I know that my micro focus is to read more, do more yoga, continue with my health and wellness journey through Beachbody and my accountability group, and I will continue learning about myself. I know that the more self-aware I become, the more my self-worth is going to improve. Also, the macro vision of being financially secure working for myself, that means I'm going to be putting myself out there for coaching, and I'm going to be growing Journey to Limitless, and I'm going to stay consistent with this podcast. I'm going to be trying to save more money. That is huge for me, because I know if I don't start setting myself up for success in that way, all those dreams are probably not going to happen. And the question that I have for you is, what is your macro vision and what are your micro focuses? So where do you see yourself in 3 to 5 years? And what can you do this year to help you get there? And the most important thing is, don't sell yourself short. Make sure that your goals this year are what you truly want. If you see yourself buying a house, make sure that you put that at the top of your list, and you have to keep working towards that every day and keep that in your vision. So the next part of keeping our focus on our goals for 2021 is to figure out the tools that we need to put in our toolbox to help keep us on track. So the affirmation that I picked for that is, I am resourceful. I use creative methods to construct the best possible life. And these tools can look like creating a vision board in the beginning of the year. So what I do is, I bought a cork board, I got magazines, I cut out pictures and words, and I pinned them to this cork board and I hung it above my desk. So every day now, I'm actually looking at my vision board right now, and super colorful. There's pictures of beautiful landscapes. There's a girl jumping for joy. I have hands shaking, a snowboarder, and I have words on there such as warrior, mind, body, spirit, the power of joy, dream big, talk it out. I am a firm believer in therapy and talking about your feelings, finding your flow, and savings, of course, is on there. And it's just a reminder of where I see myself going and what I want my year to be full of. If you use Pinterest a lot, you could also make a vision board on Pinterest, or you could do a vision board on a collage, and you can set it as your background on your phone. You could also change your background on your phone to something that reminds you to stay on your path. So let's say you want to buy a house. Maybe you'll change your background to a picture of your dream house or a travel destination that you want to go to in non-COVID times, of course. I think it is so important to keep your dreams around you because life gets busy and sometimes we can get caught up in so many other things and lose our true focus of where we want to go. Aside from vision boards, another tool that is really helpful for me is journaling. I bought myself a brand new journal specifically for my self-love journey. I have journals for everything, if I'm going to be honest. And I think sometimes brain dumping ideas and different goals can really help you figure out what you truly want to go after. And once you figure that out, you can then start thinking about what tools are out there that can help you start and stay on track. So this could look like accountability groups for your health and wellness journey. This could look like getting that savings account that is not attached to your bank account. Whatever it is that you want to do, there are so many tools out there that can help you stay on track and figure out how to do this. And I also think it's important to find a support system with whatever you want to do. I know finding people on the same mission as me has helped me substantially. So one last method that I think can help you start and stay focused on your dreams is starting to adapt the mindset of a person that is successful at what you want to do. So this could start with asking yourself questions such as, what habits do I need to start creating for myself that will help me get to where I want to go? What boundaries do I need to set within my personal relationships and my job in order to set myself up for success? So let's say in the next few years, you see yourself making six figures. Do you think that people that are going to be making six figures in the next few years are Netflix and chilling every single day? No, they're probably doing as much research as they can. They're probably trying to network themselves and meet people that can help them get to where they want to go. And to add, they probably also have a morning routine dialed in that is helping them stay focused on where they are going. So whatever it is that you want to do, I think it's helpful to start adapting that mindset and realizing where you possibly need to make some changes this year in your boundaries and your habits. So to recap this episode for you, because I know that was a boatload of information, I will go over the three parts again and also the affirmations that were correlated to it. So number one is feeling proud about something in 2020. Either we just feel like we survived or we are so proud that we overcame a challenge that we didn't think we could. We just have to find something to be thankful for and proud of. So number two is we look ahead to 2021 with a positive attitude because we're starting to understand our direction. So we talked about our macro vision of where we see ourselves in 3 to 5 years, and we talked about the micro focuses of 2021 that will help us get there. And number three is recognizing the resources that will help us become clear and stay on track. So this could be starting a vision board or buying a journal. This could also be joining an accountability group and getting a new savings account. And lastly, we have to start adapting the mindset of somebody that is successful at what we want to do. The last thing that I want to leave you with today is don't forget to have fun in the process. That's really the most important thing. You don't want to be stressing yourself out so much, thinking so far ahead that you're not even enjoying your life today. So please spend some time outside, hang out with people, obviously COVID safe, if COVID's still going on by the time you're listening to this, and don't forget to enjoy it. So I hope this episode was helpful to you. And if you have any questions about goal setting or don't really know where to get started, feel free to DM me on Instagram. I will link it in the show notes for you. And also my handle is mentioned towards the end of the episode. I would love to help you become clear about where you see yourself and help you in any way that I can. I can't wait to talk to you in the next episode and have a great rest of your day. Thank you so much for listening to my podcast. It means so much to me. If you connected with this episode and want to share with your friends, take a screenshot of you listening and tag me in your Instagram stories. I'm at journeytolimitless_. I would love to tell you how much I appreciate you. And as always, I hope you have a beautiful rest of your day. I'll talk to you soon.